I said, as this campaign went on, that if I didn't win, I would stand down as leader of UKIP. And I know that you and the media are used to party leaders making endless promises that they don't actually keep. But I'm a man of my word. I don't break my word. So I should be writing to the UK UKIP National Executive in a few minutes, saying that I am standing down as leader of UKIP. I will recommend that Pro Tem, they put in place as acting leader Suzanne Evans, who I think has emerged from this campaign as an absolute tower of strength within UKIP. She works in London. She's based in the London office. And I think that's the right way for us to go. As far as I'm concerned personally, well, yes, there's a bit of me that's disappointed, but there's a bit of me this morning that's happier than I've felt for many, many years. There hasn't been a single life since 1994 that has not been dominated by UKIP. I've tried to mix that with family. I tried for 9 years to mix it with running my own business. And it really has been 7 days a week, totally unrelenting, and occasionally let down by people who perhaps haven't always said and done the right things. So I feel a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders. I haven't had a fortnight's holiday since October 1993. I intend to take the summer off, enjoy myself a little bit, not do very much politics at all, and there will be a leadership election for the next leader of UKIP in September, and I will consider over the course of this summer whether to put my name forward to do that job again.